Imagine Dragons, Thunder. Dermot and Dave on Today FM. Let's do Dave's World.
Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
So why do you reckon then that it's blue-eyed people you should go drinking with?
Is it because people with blue eyes are more generous and you're more likely to get a free drink out of them?
No, not that.
Is it because you can sit across from each other and stare at their piercing blue eyes?
Excuse me, I have beautiful green eyes. I find that offensive. No, the reason is that people with blue eyes have got a higher alcohol tolerance. So they can look after you collapse on the ground and need to be brought home. They can sort you out. And interestingly, on the flip side, because it is Alcohol Awareness Week, they also have the highest rates of alcohol abuse and dependency. The blue-eyed brigade.
Well, I suppose we can drink more, so we're more likely to get addicted to it.
Says Dr. Dermot there.
Yeah. But also, that's obviously calculated on, you know, the population with green eyes versus the population with blue eyes.
Aren't there more people with blue eyes? Yeah. Are there brown eyes?
Well, I'm not sure how this study has been done. I'm just reporting the facts. I'm not responsible for the study. Although Maria did say something pretty interesting about blue-eyed, that after you drink...
Yeah, the day after, my eyes get bluer for some reason.
Do you not think maybe the rest of your eyes are redder? You know what I mean?
No, that's why.
I've been Googling that.
Oh, here we go.
And some people are suggesting, there doesn't seem to be any science, but some people are suggesting that it is actually the skin around your eye becomes so red that it makes your blue eyes pop. But also, and not like this one because it sounds more poetic, it's that because your eyes become kind of glassy, you know when you wake up in the morning if you're hungover, they look kind of glassy. So there's a bit more kind of water, so the light reflects a bit more, which makes them look blue because it's...
They're like
light.
Oceans.
Yeah. They're so pretty.
Yeah.
And you're breathing booze all over everybody.
Breath, white spit at the corners of your mouth. You're so dreamy. Interestingly, speaking of eyes though, right? You know the way your phone and you kind of have a battle between phone companies of like, well, I've got a 12 megapixel phone. Well, I've got a 14 megapixel phone. You can buy a massive professional camera with a 200 megapixel camera lens. Do you know that your eye would be the equivalent of a 576 megapixel camera. And you have two of them. Isn't that amazing?
576 doesn't sound that much. I was expecting 576 million. And then you go, all right, okay.
Well, why
like 576?
Yes.
Like, hang on. A reasonable crowd.
No, but if you take a picture with a good camera phone that has a 12 megapixel thing, and you look at it and go, look at the clarity of that picture. Then your eyes got a 576 megapixel camera.
It sounds like something that we'll be able to catch up on fairly quickly.
Well, good. So that means we'll eventually develop lenses that'll be as good as our eyes. That'll be good.
Then we can stick our phones in our eye sockets.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
That's the future.
Without your pinky finger, your little finger, you would lose 50% of your grip ability. So if you were a swordsman or if you were a hurler and you lost your little finger, you'd lose 50% of your grip because...
Some people say a hurler and swordsman are the same.
because your first two fingers work with your thumb for gripping and pinching. But when you actually grab something with your full hand, it's your little finger that does an awful lot of the work. People are there. By the way, Marie and Dermot are grabbing everything they can without their little finger, just so you know.
I'm grabbing a banana and it's quite funny.
And interestingly, your big toe carries 40% of your body weight compared to what your other toes do. And in order to get into the US Army, you have to have all 10 toes.
What if you have 11?
Doesn't say. Minimum 10, it says.
And they make you leader.
Here's Maroon 5. It's what lovers do. It's Dermot and Dave on FM.